Morning in Tesvav Ados, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. We're going to the end of the Siman, of finishing Purim, and today we're discussing Shushan Purim. So first we start off with a discussion about wine. So really, I should send this out. I'm probably going to send this out early. Is the discussion of why is it that there's such a focus on drinking wine on Purim? This applies both in Yudalit and in Kabbalistic Sfarim certainly. And I quoted this in one of the daily videos from Evan Isod, that the Tinta Gavir quote said it's actually the Suda that you have on Shushan Purim is even greater than Purim itself. You have to understand why. But the Kitzer goes on to explain, since the Nais was through wine, Vashti, first of all, got trouble through wine. She got knocked out. Esther comes then. And not only that, by the way, I always actually ask people how many Mishtas, how many Lechaims takes place during Megillas Esther. Very interesting. But in any case, so Esther comes instead. Haman gets knocked out also through wine. Chachami said, you have to be mishtake, you have to intoxicate yourself with wine. As the Chazal say, Chai men shlipsum bibipur, yadu la yadu, minol haman bov madachai. And there's many different explanations, and it's ad bovad bichlal. The beautiful Kedai to see the Yad Ephraim, he says he had a dream that it doesn't mean all the way. There's a Svasemis that says it means once you get there, you're potter. There's also actually the Pambaranchik, Emek Bochai, he quotes also the Rav Salanter, says the same idea. Bottom line is, then he goes on to say, at least you should drink more than what you used to. Three, you should remember the miracle and then fall asleep. And once you fall asleep, then you don't know the difference in all of them about. I certainly, a person could rely on that. In fact, many of the person would say that's the preferred way of doing things. And certainly, if someone is going to be mezal zechas v'shom with any mitzvah bracha tefillah or kalos roish, better he shouldn't get drunk. In all his actions, to be l'shem shamayim. Amazing. Next, on Avel, someone just asked me the shaila. During 7 days, during Shiva, he still has that obligation, he's mechuyven mitzvahs, to give matanos avyom l'shach menois. You should give it to one person, but you shouldn't send things of simcha. An avel, you don't send l'shach menois to, but the poskim can say that if someone sent, you don't have to say no, you could actually receive it. All yud beis chodesh, it even applies. As long as it's not the davar shel simcha, if a person's an ani, he's allowed to send, you're allowed to send money to him, even if he's an avel. And like I said, the Iker point is not to send someone to Simcha, which is what the Kitzur says. In fact, he said there's no one else other than Avon, one person. Person's allowed to be Mekai Meshlachmas with the person, because Be'etzel, again, especially if a person's after Shloshim, there's much more room to be Mekel. Another interesting halacha that people, someone just asked me, you're not allowed to do Melacha in Purim. But really, Melacha means real work, sewing, etc. And really, the reason why is because it doesn't see Siman Bracha anyway. So why do it? Using a goy, you're allowed to. If it's business, you're allowed to. To write a quick letter to someone, a girl, you're definitely allowed to. If it comes to something that doesn't take great examination and getting involved, it's okay. But the bottom line is, and also if it's a tzorch mitzvah, of course it's mutter. And tzorch purim, it's mutter. And even if it's complete malacha. So basically, things that are not purim oriented, don't sit and start sewing suits for after purim. When it comes to the 15th of Adar, we call it Shushan Purim. We don't say tachnun, you don't say killer elech apayim, you don't say lam natzach. You're not allowed to be maspid and tainis, meaning you can't fast and you can't eulogize. You actually also have mishtav simcha. And in fact, I mentioned that it could be it's even a higher level. You don't say al anisim. If someone did say al anisim b'dieved, it's okay. You're allowed to get married on Shushan Purim. Why is that? Because you don't read the Megillah. It's a little discussion if you're allowed to get married even on Purim itself. And on the day that you read the Megillah, which is the Ika Simcha, so that, like I just mentioned, you don't do Nisuna Koi. Why? Because they have a Simcha, but even that, the dispute, somehow that you could. And lastly, when it comes to the 14th, 15th of Adar Rishon, which was there again to a double Adar, when you have what's called a leap year, an Ibn month, and you have two Adars, so there's an Inyan, and you doubt to Svav Adar Rishon also, not to say Tachnun. Now, the Chapayim, we actually in the Shul, we make a whole Geshmak meal. And a beautiful Suda, and it's also Behezbet Tanis, and we're Malvin Ktsas Besuda. We do a little bit more than Ktsas. Have a beautiful Freilicha and Kasher Purim.